So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed a three-way machlekes in the case of Hazav v'Hazava Shabbatku Asmon, b'yom rishon u'matzei tar, u'b'yom shvi u'matzei tar, b'shar yom shebein time le'batku. V'zav v'zava checked only on the first and last day of Shemini Kiyum, but they did not check on the middle 5 days. Rabbi Eliezer holds harehin v'cheskes tahara. All 7 days are considered Nikiyum because we assume the middle 5 days to also have been clean. Therefore, they can immerse at the end of the 7 days and become tar. Accordingly, Rabbi Eliezer holds lebi'in tzfurin lefenenu. They did not need to actually check on each day of Shemini Kiyum. Bishua holds ein lehem eliyim arishin v'yemishvi b'lvat. Only the first and last day in which they checked are considered Nikiyum, but the middle 5 days are not considered Nikiyum. Therefore, they must wait an additional 5 days. Accordingly, Rabbi Shua holds, Be'inan Sefurin Lefenenu, they do need to actually check on each day of Shivanikim. However, Le'inan Ritzufin, the Shivanikim do not need to be 7 consecutive days. Rabbi Kiva holds, Ein Lehem Eliyim Zayim Bulvad. Only the last day is counted as Nikim, but the previous 6 days are not considered Nikim because there is a concern for a possible Riyah. Therefore, they must wait an additional 6 days. Because Rabbi Kiva holds, Be'inun Sefurin Lefanenu. They do need to check on each day of Shiv Nikim, and Be'inun Ritzufin, the Shiv Nikim do need to be 7 consecutive days. Now, the Gemara proceeds with the Machlekes in Rabbi Yez's opinion. Rabbi Chanina holds, Chilasan Beseifin Be'inun. Only if she checked on both the first and seventh day of Shiv Nikim, she's Tar, but otherwise she's Tameh. And accordingly, Badku Atzman Yemrishin Bimshvi, Harein Becheskes Tahara, because Tchilasin Beseif Anika. While Badku Atzman Yemrishin Bimshmini, Harein Becheskes Tama. Vezavet checked on the first and eighth day, she is Tame, because Tchilasin Ika Seif Anleka. Since there was no Badika on the seventh day of Shem Nikim, she does not establish Echeskes Tahara. Also, Zavet Shefrish Betahara Bishlishi Shalab, Loi Badka Atzvi, Harein Becheskes Tama. Vezavet checked at the end of the third day of Zivet to begin the Shem Nikim, and then she checked only on the seventh day, she is Tame, because Seif Anika Tchilasin Leka. Since there was no Badika on the first day of Shem Nikim, she does not establish Echeskes. While Rav holds Chilasin Av Pishen Seifen, even if she checked only on the first day, she's Tar, and Seifen Av Pishen Chilasin, even if she checked only on the last day, she's Tar. Accordingly, in all three cases, Badku Atzman Yemrishin Bimshvi, and Badku Atzman Yemrishin Bimshmini, and Zavish Efrisha Betahara Bishlisha Shalah, Vele Badka Atzvi, Harehen Becheskes Tahara. The Gemara explains that Rav follows Rabbi Eliezer's opinion of Le Be'inun Svurin Lefenenu, because also the Chacham hold this way as we've seen the following Brisa. Taya Sha'amr Yem Echad Tamei Re'isi. If a woman came forth during the day and says she saw dam once, but she does not know on which day, and she does not know whether it was Yimei Nida or Yimei Ziva. Matbil Naisa Test Tevilais Zayin L'Nida Betrei L'Ziva. She requires 9 Tevilais, 7 for Nida and 2 for Ziva, as Rashi explains. Kol Lail Shavur Rishon Matbil Naisa Shema Nidahi V'Halela Kulei Kalu Zayin Yimei Nida. On the next 7 nights, she requires a tefillah, because each night there is the possibility that 7 days before she became a nida, and today is the 7th day of her Yemei Nida, and there is a man tefillah. And, B'yemida asoy l'kamon matpil naisa, dilma et mel chazoy v'yemei ziva hava, v'havi shemer siyem k'neged yem. On the day she came forth, she requires a tefillah, because of the possibility that on the previous day she became a zavakatana, and today is her yem shimer and zman tefillah. And lamachar matbil naisa dilma hayom chazoy v'imei ziva hava. On the next day she requires a tefillah because of the possibility that on the day she came forth she became a zava ketana. And the next day is yom shimer and zman tefillah for a total of 9 tefillahs. The brisa continues. Basla v'neinu bein hashmashes. She came forth during bein hashmashes, which is questionably day or night. Matbil naisa yural of tefillahs. Tamni l'nida v'tlas l'ziva. She requires 11 tefillahs, 8 for Nida and 3 for Ziva, as Rashi explains. She requires an additional tefillah for Nida because Shemar Asa Ben Hashmashas. She possibly had the Riyah during Ben Hashmashas, which might be Belila, and therefore she requires a tefillah on the 8th night. And she requires an additional tefillah for Ziva because Shemar Asa Ben Hashmashas. She possibly had the Riyah during Ben Hashmashas, and if the Riyah was Bayim, then the next day is the Yom Shimer and tefillah. But if the Riyah was Belila, then 2 days later is the Yom Shimer and tefillah for a total of 11 tefillahs. And the Brisa continues, Re'isi v'eni day kam re'isi. Ibme nida re'isi, ibme ziva re'isi. She says she saw them but does not know how many re'is and whether, and she does not know whether it was ibme nida or ibme ziva. Matbil noise tezvav tefillahs. Shev l'nida v'tamni l'ziva. She requires 15 tefillahs, 7 for nida and 8 for ziva. Because she possibly had 3 consecutive re'is and became a ziva g'dayla. And therefore on that day and for the next 7 days she requires a tefillah because of the possibility that 7 days before she became a ziva and on this day she completed Shem Nikim and now is her zman tefillah. Now the Brisa must hold Le'be'inan Sefurin Lefanenu. She does not need to actually check each day of Shem Nikim, because if the Brisa would hold Be'inan Sefurin Lefanenu, Kolhana Tefilas Lomali Tisper Zayin V'had the Titful. She should require only 1 tefillah for Zav on the 8th day after her arrival, after properly observing the Shem Nikim with Bedikas, but not on the preceding days because she did not check them before her arrival. Apparently, the Brais is the Chacham, and they hold like Be'in and Sirun Lefanein. The Gemara answers that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps the Brais is Rabbi Kiva who holds Be'in and Sirun Lefanein. And the Brais is a case of where she said, In Yidas im Siparti im Loi Siparti, im Bimeinida Siparti, im Bimeinziva Siparti. She also says she does not know whether she counted Nikim. And Mabil Noisa testifies tefillah. She requires 15 tefillahs that include 8 tefillahs for Ziva because she possibly did Bedikas during the Shiva Nikim before her arrival. Next Mishnah, and the rest of the daf is included in the next daf because it's one inyan.